If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
For in-depth reporting on all things late night, I'm Fred Armisen. This is The Late Nightly. Today, the story of why, despite the existence of teleprompters, late night has been a show resistant to break its cue card habit. But after some investigation, I found it's not just about man versus machine, it's about inky fingers, greased palms, and addiction. It's Friday, December 28th, 2018. Meet Wally Ferriston, cue card connoisseur for both SNL and late night.
What do you want, Fred? I'm kind of busy now.
Well, I know. You always say you're busy, but I've got some questions for you. My questions are going to be, why does late night still use cue cards? You know, is this so you can keep your job? Do you fear the progress of the digital age? I know you're not going to want to answer this, but are you paying off Seth? What? Do you ever give yourself a little Sharpie Hitler mustache?
Fred, seriously, this isn't a good time. I'm trying to do my job here. I got a closer look to print. Come on.
Okay. Never seems to be the right time. I find it suspicious that Wally is evasive, dismissive, and kind of unforthcoming. I think I'm going to talk to some more sources. But first, I've got to traverse the notoriously treacherous hallway between Studio 8H and 8G. Going through now. Here I go. Walking. Stepping here. Stepping through here. Here I go. Oh, Eli. I see Eli, the HE band leader. So, I'm here at the sort of food table. It's a kind of cheese table. We got some bagels and grapes and cheese and some coffee here. Just run into Eli, the HE band leader. How's it going?
Hey, Fred. Good.
Good. So I'm going around asking about the cue card guy, Wally.
Oh, you mean Chris?
Chris. Wally isn't even his real name. What else is he hiding? I had to know if this goes straight to the top. So, Seth, you know that Wally's real name is Chris.
Yes. Yes, I did know that, Fred. Literally, everyone knows that. Wally is a nickname. Do you have something more important you could be doing?
Yeah, like maybe finding out why you're in the pocket of Big Q Card.
Seriously? You, of all people, would think that? It's what we used at SNL. It's not some big conspiracy theory.
So you admit it. It's a conspiracy theory.
I'll admit you're an idiot.
Typical, disconnected, smug host talk. And just for the record, he smells like alcohol. There's clearly wine on his breath. I think he's had wine for lunch.
I'm right here, Fred. I heard everything you just said. I had a glass of wine.
got to keep talking to people. People who know things. I'm going to look for Cue Card Todd. It's one of Wally's minions. I'm going to find out Wally's secrets. Why is Wally so invested in cue cards? What's in it for Wally?
I don't know. He loves sniffing Sharpies? Oh, I also think his family owns a cue card factory upstate.
Wally is a sniffer. My conclusion is that because Wally is addicted to the sweet fumes of a Sharpie, he's holding back the inevitability of the digital age. I wonder how easy it would be for the show to adopt teleprompter technology. I'm going to talk to the show's IT guy, AJ Hamami. Hey, AJ, how you doing?
Good, how's it going?
Good. I'm just here looking at you, and you seem very fit, for lack of a better word. Fit and, like, worked out, kind of.
Yeah, I guess.
Which is nice. That's a good thing. But do you feel that this is very different from the usual IT guy?
I don't know. I just like working out. Mm-hmm. So do you want to talk about teleprompters?
No. I mean, we'll get to that, but I'm just noting that for an IT guy, you're very well exercised. Like, you're very fit, jacked.
I guess that's true.
How much do you bench? Do you think you could bench me?
I don't know. Probably. Are you sure you don't want to talk about teleprompters?
I'm very sure. We'll get to that. What about competing in, like, a Hungry Man competition?
Iron Man. You mean you're talking about Iron Man?
No, I didn't see Iron Man. I'm a Wolverine guy.
Fred, I gotta go back to work.
Okay. So, off you go. And thank you. I had to see if he had a six-pack, so I decided to spy on AJ in the men's locker room.
Bro, get out!
Another dead end. Who else could I interview? I had an idea. A futurist. Okay, so I'm here with Lloyd, the photographer here. Lloyd, you are from the future.
I'm from Scotland.
Oh, I thought that was an accent from the future.
No, it's Scottish.
I mean, you don't hear it as an accent, right? To you, it just sounds... You sound...
Just normal.
Yeah. So not from another time. You see, your accent to you sounds like present tense.
Yeah.
Do you think the show should go with teleprompters and embrace the digital age, or should the show stick with cue cards, you know, written out?
As the show photographer, I can say cue cards photograph way better, and they're just more dramatic than a prompter. I mean, plus the cue card department employs like 4 people.
Hmm. That's important. As I watch Wally get into his Hummer stretch limo with a hot tub full of his friends on the way to the Caviar Club, I can't help but wonder, was I too quick to judge him? He's just a simple man of the people, en route to his private bungalow for a night of cockfighting.
I'm rich, suckers!
I'm Fred Armisen, and this has been The Late Nightly.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of 2 young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When 2 of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but 2 trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.